Chapter 8. Is the village inn over there? Sherlock asked.
Yes, it is, Miss Stoner said.
Can you see your windows from the inn? Sherlock asked.
Yes, I can, Helen said.
Miss Stoner, listen to me carefully now, please, said Sherlock. Go to your room. Lock the door. Wait for your stepfather to go to bed. Then open the bars on your windows and put your lamp in the window. Your lamp is a signal, Sherlock said to Helen.
Then, she asked,
take all your things to your old room. Move quietly and lock your door, Sherlock said.
What next? Asked Helen.
We will do the rest, Sherlock said.
What will you do? Miss Stoner asked.
We will stay in your room. We will find out about the whistling, said Sherlock.
How did my sister die, Mr. Holmes? Miss Stoner asked.
Sherlock didn't say anything.
We took a room at the inn. We sat by the window. We saw Dr. Roylott outside. He was in a cart. He shouted at the driver.
Watson, this is going to be dangerous, Sherlock said. You want me to stay here? I asked.
It will be safer, said Sherlock.
You don't need me at the house? I asked.
I do, Sherlock said.
Then I will come, I said. Thank you, Watson, Sherlock said.
What did you see in the rooms? I saw no evil, I said.
I saw more than you, Sherlock smiled.
The bell rope was the only strange thing, I said.
The air vent, Sherlock said.
What about it?
They put in the air vent and the bell rope. Then Julia died.
It's all very strange, Sherlock said.
I still don't see the danger, I said.
What about the bed? Sherlock asked.
There was nothing strange about the bed, I said.
It was nailed to the floor, he said.
How odd, I said.
The bed had to stay next to the bell rope and the air vent.
Oh my, Holmes, I think I understand, I said.
What a horrible thing.
Yes, it is. Doctors make good criminals. They are clever and not nervous. Dr. Roylott is a bad man. Tonight will be a hard night, Sherlock said.